This Rick?
Listen, this is R.D. Mercer, and I guarantee you I'm just letting you know I was getting ready to come down there and whoop somebody's ass.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, it ain't gonna be good when I get down there.
Who is this?
R.D. Mercer. Y'all worked on my car about a week ago, and I my wife come in there to pick it up, and she's driving it home there, and she...
Harry Ellis.
Huh?
Who is this?
Roy damn Mercer.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about my car y'all worked on down there, and my wife come to pick it up, and when she done it, she reached in the glove box. She's going to get herself a hanky out of there, a tissue, and there's a pair of handcuffs and a studded dog collar and a pair of black vinyl panties in there.
Oh, God, you got to be kidding.
I ain't kidding you. It's the damnedest thing I've ever...
It wasn't done here.
By God, it wasn't done. I didn't do it, and that's who she's blaming it on.
You have got the wrong place or something.
You stand up and take responsibility for it, or I'm whooping somebody's ass.
Hey, you just have to come down here. I'll kick your ass for accusing me or something like that, bud.
I'll kick somebody's ass for putting that stuff in there.
You're accusing me of that shit.
Hey, listen, there's a French one of them condoms in there, too, one of them French wigglers in there.
I tell you what, you're full of shit.
Listen, I want to put...
You don't accuse me of nothing like that.
If somebody done put that damn things in there, and it
won't... You don't know me. I'm not like that.
It weren't me, and oh, I ain't like that either. I told her it ain't my stuff.
Well, how do you know it wasn't her?
What? Now she ain't into B&M.
You're this crazy.
It ain't funny.
It is to me because I ain't never had a phone call like this.
But it must have been somebody that worked for you then.
No.
I guarantee it. It weren't me.
You know, you're wasting my time, to be honest with you. And I'm really busy.
Only time we done anything like that, she made me lap water out of a Bill Jack dish. About 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
But she was pretty drunk when she done that.
You know what? I think you've really got a problem here.
Well, by God, I guarantee you, and you're
going to... Your old lady made you do that?
How big a boy are you?
How big am I?
Yeah.
I'm about 5'9", I weigh about 185 pounds, and I'm a Marine that just come out not long ago, so I'm ready for bear, bud.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
I got a pair of vinyl panties that ain't mine, and my wife is getting ready to run off on me. If you don't get some satisfaction and explanation on this thing, would you tell them that y'all put them in there?
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I didn't do it.
Well, by God, then you're going to get an ass whooping then.
Well, come on down.
Well, I guarantee you, you're going to be there all day.
I'll be here all day. I'll be watching for you.
I got a pair of handcuffs and a studded dog collar I'm going to bring back to you, too.
Those aren't mine.
I might wear these panties, though.
You're funny.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Nothing scares you.
No.
This is Phil and Brandy. You worked on Rob's truck a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're terrible.
It's Rob's fault. He made us do it.
I was ready for somebody to come down there. I ain't never done nothing like that.
Well, so you ain't into B&M neither?
No, man, I'm not. I'm straight. Oh, Lordy.
Well, you know, all sorts of things.
You had me shaking for a minute. I started to get mad. Well, you said a couple of funny things, and I started laughing.
Yeah, you seemed like a pretty calm guy when I met you, Rick. My God, you really got your hackles up.
That's funny. God, you done that to me. You're rotten.